Okay, I now call to order the PNB open session meeting of October the 5th, 2017 at 5:38 p.m. on the West Coast. Tonight we have our usual secretary is on vacation. Tonight filling in for him will be Jamie Gomez. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
David Beaton. Jim Brown. Adriana Casanave. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Catherine Davis.
Here.
Catherine Davis is here. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Benito Diaz is present. Rhonda Gardner. Jan Goodman's here. Ken Laufer. Robert Mark is here. Serene Roberts. Mansoor Sabah. T.M. Scruggs is here. Nancy Sorden is here. Alex Steinberg is here. Aki Tanaka is used absent. Themba Shibanda. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Themba Shibanda is here.
Andrea Turner is here. Maskila Washington's present.
Jamie, you need to call my name for the record. I am here. Is this Sabrina?
Sabrina Jacobs. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped you. I had checked you off earlier. Sabrina Jacobs is here. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I apologize for that. I show that we have 14 present. I can go back through those that I don't have present if you would like. I'm going to go back through the attendance. David Beaton.
Can you hear me?
Jim Brown.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Okay. Adriana Casanave is here. Rhonda Gardner. Ken Laufer is here. Serene Roberts. Mansoor Sabah. And that's it. Seems like we have quorum.
Did you get Jim Brown?
I did not. Is Jim Brown here?
Jim Brown is here for the third time.
Okay, very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 17 members present.
Okay.
We have quorum.
Thank you. There was one excused absence, our secretary. I don't know if he even actually requested for an excused absence. Are there any objections to his excused absence?
I can't hear the chair, but this is Benito.
Is this better?
A teeny bit.
Here, let me try something. There. Okay, hopefully that's a little bit better. I want to put my
mic that's
too
better.
Loud. Okay, great. I was saying that our secretary's absent. I'm not sure if he requested an excused absence. Are there any objections to his excused absence?
Benito.
Do you object, Mr. Diaz?
I object.
Okay. But before we go further, Mr. Gomez, did Aki actually request an excused absence? Because if he didn't, there's nothing to debate. I didn't
receive
an email.
I did not receive an excused absence from Ox.
Okay, good. Then we can just move on. We're on the next item, which is...
Well, it's not excused.
Approval.
A point
Correct.
Of clarification, Mr. Chair.
Correct. Agreed, Mr. Diaz.
Okay.
So
this is Grace. This is Grace. I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Okay, I was about to ask if there were any corrections or additions to the agenda. Go ahead, Grace, you have the floor.
Okay, I'd like to request that Jamie Gomez, who is substituting tonight for Aki Tanaka, also be allowed to be the secretary on our closed session later on this evening and be allowed to be our secretary, if necessary, until Aki gets back and any time in the future that we may need him. In both open and closed sessions.
Are there any objections to that motion?
Benito.
That addition? Okay, Benito, is there a second?
Second, Catherine.
Okay, it's seconded by Catherine. So we're going to have to go to a vote.
So wait a second, Mr. Chair.
Why is there no
Mr. Chair, I think I have the right to give my reason.
Certainly. I'm just going to see
you.
What's going on first. Then, by all means, give your reasons. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Gomez is not a member of the PMB, as we all know. I don't see how, why, or under what bylaw authority the PMB can make exceptions so that non-PMB members who may be favorites of certain individuals or a majority can be granted this exception, whereas other people would not. Furthermore, I fail to see a reason why a non-PMB member should be given this task when other folks on the PMB could be able to do that. PMB members should be acting as chair, not others.
Okay, and this all happened on sort of short notice. Grace, do you care to respond to his objection?
None.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill, did you want to?
We've had non-PNB members be secretary for the PNB even on a regular basis before. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's no requirement that the secretary be a member of the PNB.
And I would add that we really only need to deal with the situation for tonight. We can figure out what to do moving forward. We can vote on it again next week.
Please enter your conference code followed by the pound key.
We have a lot of business to handle tonight, and I would like to just sort of move on quickly as we can.
Number to the start.
I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Roberts with the point.
Number Shabanda.
Please enter your conference code followed by the pound key.
Point of information also.
Someone needs to mute their phone. Okay, I have Rhonda Gardner, and then I have Timba Shabanda. Go ahead, Rhonda.
I'm sorry. This is Serene Roberts. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That I was, asked that a was, point of information. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, was that you and not... I didn't hear you until just now. I can come to you after Shabanda. Rhonda Garner, did you have something?
I don't remember hearing her.
I guess not. Go ahead, Shabanda.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what is the point of us voting as a PNB at the very beginning for officers if things like this can happen?
Good question. Our secretary is on vacation, and we have to have a secretary for the meeting. And the quickest thing that we could do on this notice was to get the chair
and everyone
go here to fill in.
Everyone in the board on the board should have some type of say on who is going to be the substitute, not just a certain few.
Well, yeah, I guess we could
be the Excuse me?
I said that makes sense. That means that's why we would have the opportunity to vote on it now.
It should have happened way before this meeting. Because it seems like now we're trapped, we're being corralled into a situation that because of time, we have no other options. And I don't think that's
but
fair
we should all weigh in on it between now and next meeting then.
Well, I don't think that's a great suggestion. I think that's another way for the majority to continue to bully us. Bully the PNB into making terrible decisions.
Nancy to the staff.
Just a moment. Mr. Shabanda, do you have a suggestion?
Excuse me?
I said, did you have a suggestion for who?
I think we should vote for a secretary of someone who is on the board by board members right now. And the gentleman can be excused and the PNB board members can conduct the business of the PNB board. That's
okay.
My suggestion.
I have Nancy coming up next, but we do have a motion on the floor then. We'll have to vote on it. Or do you wish to? I didn't hear anyone amend it.
Conference for the stack.
I
think we're
on.
Out of time.
Sabrina, are you going to be here with that? Hold on. I guess Rhonda wasn't there. I had Serene after Shabanda, then Nancy. Serene, Nancy, and after Shabanda. Nancy, and then Catherine.
Jan Goodman, point of order.
Mr. Chair?
Mr.
Shabanda brings a very, very valid point. So how do we need to proceed in this regard? Because we've already got the agenda out for tonight. And
Jan Goodman, a point of order.
In some cases, I believe it would be within the chair's power just to tell you to do it, Sabrina.
Okay.
But we are out of time.
Point of order, Chair. Jan Goodman is a point of order. You're supposed to take those first.
But I was conversating with the vice chair, trying to solve the problem instead of create more. What's your point of order, Jan?
My point of order is those people who do not want Mr. Gomez to be the temporary chair can vote no, and then somebody can nominate somebody else.
Point of order, Chair. That is not a point of order. That is arguing.
I'm just bringing up Robert's rules to indicate how to solve the problem.
No, that's not a point of order. That's a suggestion.
Oh, please.
Not
you guys
point
of
order.
Not a broken rule.
Stop.
Point of order is a broken rule.
Okay, you
point
remember that the next time you pull it, okay?
Order.
I was next on the staff. Chair, Nancy, I was... Point of order. I was next.
No, you're not. Green is.
Stop
Green
speaking
is
over
next
me.
On the
All
stack.
Of you, stop speaking over me. But we're unfortunately out of time on this item. We're out of time on this item.
Point of order, that's not a valid reason.
So far,
point
correct
of
me
order,
if I'm wrong, but that's, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Sorton, but that's 3 point of orders. Did you hear him too? That's, or was it 4? Would you like me to
you're
take all
to take
4 point
order.
Of orders?
You're supposed to listen to the points of order. Jan's was not a point of order.
Customarily, I have a secretary who helps me keep track of the stack and the points of order.
The next person.
You guys won't let me select one. And we could go around in circles like this, you know, for a while, but you know I'm not.
I thought you said I was next on the I heard you say I was next on the stack. I'm raising a point of order because you broke the rule.
Sabrina, she was next. Unfortunately, you and everybody after you have the stack. We have come to the end of the time.
Point of order, that is not a legitimate reason for ending debate. You're taking away our right of debate.
So you're sure no matter what I must listen to your point of order? Is that your condition, Ms. Sorton?
That's right. Well, you need to take me. You need to take the rest of us.
I completely disagree with you. But out of pure curiosity, I'm not. I'm going
to
decide which points of order I take and which ones I don't.
You need to take the rest of us on
you,
the stack.
I would
that's
just state
my
your point of order.
You need to take the rest of us on
time.
The stack.
No,
that's not legitimate.
We have a lot of business to conduct tonight. I don't give a damn. We have a bunch of business to conduct tonight.
And you're wasting it at the moment.
To conduct tonight.
No,
and
you
no,
are.
Because you
not.
Guys are wasting time. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to vote. Or tell you what, we could just listen to points of order. And then
I have a request for information. Request for information.
It's not going to turn out the way you want
request
it anyway.
Request for information.
You guys can't waste time.
Is Gomez going to be secretary on the closed session as well, a non-PNB member? Is that what we're voting for?
Had you been listening or not gotten so confused, yes, ma'am, that is exactly what she said.
So you're voting to have Gomez be our secretary during executive session.
If you do not wish this to happen, I strongly suggest that you vote against it, as is your right to vote for or against an item.
Well, if we have a leak.
You wish to add on this item?
I think we should have someone from the PNB.
Chair of our LSB.
I think we should have someone else from the PNB. Why hasn't that been suggested? Pick somebody from your side.
I don't want to do it.
Well, pick somebody from our side.
Secretary. Well, then we end up with, you know,
point of order.
Minutes and a bunch of other time-wasting stuff, and we don't have time for this, because guess what? The Foundation's in trouble, and we're meeting tonight to try to solve some problems, if that's okay.
Right, and you're allowing someone who's not on the board to discuss these things that should be all confidential on the board. You're allowing someone who's not on the board to be secretary. I think that's really not a good idea.
Fine, and we're going to go ahead and vote on it. See, I can't bring forth the motion. I have a motion that would solve all this confusion, but since I'm the chair, I can't bring one, so you. So here's what we're going to do.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Actually, you can.
Well, my suggestion would be that we just either vote on either making Sabrina the secretary or Jamie the secretary and move on, because consequently that's just how it's going to come out anyway. And we do have business to conduct. It's 5:56, almost 5:57. And we just have a little business to conduct.
I second that motion. Hold on,
Sabrina. Very important announcement for the people listening on the stream. And then we have to move into executive session where we have to listen to lawyers talk about important things, important business, more important than Robert's Rules, people. But I understand your objection to having a non-PNB member as a secretary. And I don't have a problem with that objection. I just don't want to waste a bunch of time on it. And Sam Himmelstein, our ERT attorney, is going to be on at 6 o'clock. And we'll run out of time.
Point of information.
What's your question, Shabonda?
Yeah, I just want to know how is anything more important than Robert's Rules of Order when Robert's Rules of Order keeps us principled and make sure that we take...
I would be happy to answer that question for you, sir. And I do thank you for asking. The reason why is because Robert's Rules of Order won't fund this Foundation. I'm in Fun Drive right now at my radio station, and Robert's Rules of Order aren't putting a dime through the phone. Robert's Rules of Order are designed to help facilitate business, and if they don't facilitate business, then they aren't helping us. And tonight, so we need to take care of business.
I think if we use the Robert's Rules of Order like they're supposed to be used, business would be facilitated, and then you don't have to bully us into these crunch type of situation.
I take great reservation of being called a bully because I'm trying very hard to let everybody have their say because I do understand your objection.
No, that's not the case ever. Go back and listen to all the recordings of your chairing these meetings.
Thank you for your question.
And you always bypass the Robert's Rules of Order. You always do it.
And that's why we're always in these situations.
No problem.
I'm going to always put the business of the foundation before Robert's Rules, and I'm saying it on the street.
You're a great chair.
Whatever secretary may be, thank you very much for that. And enough for you. I'm going to call you all to order. We're out of time for this item. You know what? I'm going to be the secretary tonight. We're going on to the vote. Mr. Secretary, take the vote. Thank you. This is what we're voting on. So because we're way past time on this item, and so that's what Robert Rule says. Thank you.
How do you call the chair to order? This is not correct. This is not the way to run a meeting.
I call you to order.
And that's the problem. You have too much power.
You have too much power. You've been warned.
And you don't know how to use it.
Come to order. Mr. Shabanda, I'm giving you a second warning. Come to order. This is your second warning. Come to order. We are now going to take a vote to an amendment to the agenda. No. Here, let me help you out with that. Boom. And now you can only hear me. And our vice chair.
Yes,
Sabrina.
Mr. Secretary, or Mr. Chair.
Obviously, one of us will need to be. Yeah, go ahead, and we're going to take roll. We're going to take the vote on whether or not Jamie is going to be the secretary for this meeting or not, and that's the amendment to the agenda. That's where we are, an amendment to the agenda. You got me so far?
I got you.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right.
Now. And this is all on public stream. I want the whole stream to understand that some people are trying to conduct business and then other things are occurring. Some people are trying to conduct Robert's Rules. So we're going to do both. Now, a yes vote makes Jamie our secretary for this open session meeting, such as it is, our secretary for the closed session meeting of tonight's meeting, and we will deal with the rest after that. So take a vote.
Okay. It's not going to be in alphabetical order. I hope that's okay.
Look at your screen.
Sabrina,
it's not in alphabetical order.
Before Sabrina begins, I thought I heard a motion about. Excuse me?
Everything's out of order.
We're in the middle of a vote.
Everything's just going to lead to more talking and circles. We don't have time for this. We've been doing this for 30 minutes. I just said what's going to happen.
No,
we are in the middle of a vote. I just said what's going to happen. I'm sorry if you think something different is going to happen, but it's just not.
Did I not hear you make a motion about Sabrina?
Huh?
Didn't ask you.
I thought I heard you.
I just said what we're voting on.
Something about... Okay,
about
no
Sabrina being the secretary.
But
right.
Didn't
so
say
if what's his name is not the
what
secretary.
What is the motion? Just
Jamie.
State what the motion is.
It's an amendment
we just
to
did.
The
you
agenda.
That.
And a yes vote will make Jamie our secretary for this evening. And a no vote might make it be me and Sabrina will have to share the duties. Now, if you really prefer me as secretary and chair, I don't know. It might make things a little bit faster. I don't really have a problem with that.
I think that might be the way to go. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Continue, Sabrina.
Okay. Jim Brown.
No.
Okay. No. Let's see here. David Beaton.
I pass. I'm here. I pass.
Okay. David Beaton passes. Robert Mark.
Yes.
Robert Mark. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Timba Shabunda. Timba Shabunda.
No.
Okay. No. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Crozier, yes. Rhonda Garner.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg.
Alex yes.
Steinberg. Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Andrea Turner.
No.
All right, no. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Kathy Davis, yes. Doreen Roberts. Doreen Roberts.
I vote no.
No, okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden. Nancy?
Sorry, I was muted. I had myself muted. No to Gomez, yes to Sabrina, if this is a double vote.
Okay. Okay, so no, Nancy. Okay, and Adriana Casanez.
No.
Adriana.
To Jimmy, yes, to Sabrina.
All right, thank you. Benito Diaz.
No to Gomez, yes to Sabrina.
All right, and thank you to Diaz, Muscula Washington, Muscula. Muscula.
No to Gomez, yes to Sabrina.
All right. Ms. Washington. And Ken Walford.
Yes, to Sabrina.
Ken Walford? Yes. Okay. I think I got everybody.
Yeah.
Jonathan, how do you Jonathan Alexander, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Sabrina, you forgot TM.
Yeah.
Thank
just
you very much.
Check, make sure you got everybody.
And yourself.
Oh, right. Okay. TM Scruggs, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Sabrina Jacobs. Alrighty, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You need
five,
to vote, Sabrina.
Six, seven. I did. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What was your vote?
5, 6. I voted for Jamie just because this is the last minute. Let's see here. Yes, or to do it as a team, actually. That's what I'd like to do, is just to do it as a team. Jamie. Is it Jamie or is it Jaime?
Jamie.
Answer that later. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 11 yes votes. And David Beaton, we passed on you. Can we come back to you for a vote? David Beaton.
Can somebody tell me Jeremy's last name?
Gomez. Gomez.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Uh-huh. Abstain? Okay.
Okay.
All right, one abstention. Appreciate everybody's patience. I apologize. All right, no, sir. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. Jamie, I apologize, 11 yeses, 8 noes, 1 abstention. 11 yeses, 8 noes, 1 abstention.
Okay, request for clarification on the vote, Benito. Request for clarification on the vote.
What clarification do you need, Mr. Diaz?
I counted 9 people of voting no. Could you state the names of the people who voted no?
Jim Brown voted no. Simba Shabanda voted no. Andrea Turner voted no. Jereen Roberts voted no. Nancy Sorden voted no. Adriana Casanova voted no. You, Mr. Diaz, voted no. Muscular Washington voted no. And then we had one abstention.
Well, I had Mr. Laufer, and he could speak for himself, but I had Mr. Laufer voting no.
Oh, no, I voted yes.
Mr.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So
Mr. Laufer voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. All right, thank you.
It's 6:09. I would entertain
Nancy
a motion
Sorden
to adjourn because we have a lawyer waiting for us on the line.
Nancy Sorden, motion to adjourn.
So there were 2 people that were nominated, Jamie
second.
And
I second the motion to adjourn.
That's
because I'm speaking. I cannot be interrupted by another motion.
Second
the motion to adjourn.
I had a point of information before the motion to adjourn was put on the table. So my
what
point
is your question,
of information. Right. So there were 2 people nominated to be secretary. Shouldn't we now vote on Sabrina?
No.
That wasn't a motion.
But thank you. No.
There were 2 nominations.
It was an either or, and I find this motion to be dilatory because you know how it's going to turn out. Clearly dilatory. It's not going to
point
change.
Of order.
Now there's a motion to adjourn on the table. We will now vote. Are there any objections to adjourning going to executive session?
Sabrina's right to be the secretary.
Everybody can stay on the line, right?
Sabrina has already stated that she does not. Yes, we all stay on the line. The vice chair, Sabrina Jacobs, has stated that she does not wish to be secretary this evening.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear that.
But on this note, so hopefully we can all be in agreement on it next week, I suggest that we discuss this in email in the days to come, Nancy.
Mr. Chair.
At any rate, now we have to vote on are there any objections to adjourning this meeting to go to executive session? Do you object, Serena?
I'd like to
do you object,
yes,
Serena?
I would. I object.
The meeting was properly called and improperly opened. I wasn't on the line at the time that the meeting opened, but there was no proper notice for a special session for tonight. The meeting was noticed with an idea of the bylaw timeline, but you ran that through last meeting a couple of hours after the motion was posted. So this meeting should never have been held.
Then, Ms. Roberts, we will make your objections will be noted in the minutes. Mr. Secretary, note that in the minutes we now have a motion to adjourn. I heard an objection to adjourning this meeting, so we are forced to go to a vote. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote on adjourning this meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Motion to adjourn. Yes means we will adjourn. No means we will not adjourn. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
David Beaton. David Beaton. Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
We don't really want to adjourn. We're just
going to... Adriana Casanave. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Pass.
Rhonda Garner.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Yeah.
Ken Laufer.
Yes.
Robert Mark.
Sadly, yes.
Shireen Roberts. Shireen Roberts. Mansoor Sabah. T.M. Scruggs.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Simba Shibanda. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Mosquito Washington.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the people who did not respond. David Beaton. David Beaton. Pass.
Hang on 1 second there, Jamie.
Okay. Right.
David Beaton, can you hear us now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yes or no to adjourn? David?
We're going to go into special session, right?
Correct.
I vote yes.
Jim Brown.
9:15.
Jim Brown. Okay, I'm going to put down abstain for Jim Brown. Adriana Kasanev.
Jim Brown is yes here. I'm here, and I vote no.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Adriana Kasanev.
No.
Okay. Benito Diaz.
No.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
I'm not sure how one votes on a meeting that should never have been convened because it was improperly noticed.
Okay, I'll put you down as an abstention.
No, you should put me down as protesting this whole darn thing.
That's not one of your choices.
So I'll put her down as an abstention. That's fine. And Simba Shibanda?
No.
Okay, very good. I have 13 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. The meeting to adjourn passes.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. We are now